Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. The first of all the days of time, the day that darkness lost its dread, becomes the everlasting day, the firstborn rose of all the dead. So we arise again alert, renewed by salutary sleep, to gird ourselves for life ahead, your loving covenant to keep. Your Holy Spirit gives the words to psalms and canticles we pray. Give us this day our daily need to join our hearts to what we say. Grant, loving Abba, what we ask, addressed to you through Christ your Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete have joined us two to make us one. Amen. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to our God. Praise God in the holy place, praise in the mighty heavens, praise God's powerful deeds, praise the surpassing greatness. O praise with sound of trumpet, praise with lute and harp, praise with timbrel and dance, praise with strings and pipes. O praise with resounding cymbals, praise with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to our God. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Thanks be to God. All creation is groaning, giving birth to a new humanity, to live as true children of God. All creation is groaning, giving birth to a new humanity, to live as true children of God. Take care of the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all living things that crawl on the earth, to live as true children of God. I give you every seed-bearing plant on the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit will give you food, to live as true children of God. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. All creation is groaning, giving birth to a new humanity, to live as true children of God. All sower went out to sow, some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good rich soil. O Jesus Christ, sow your word in our hearts, that we may produce a hundredfold. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A sower went out to sow, some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good rich soil. O Jesus Christ, sow your word in our hearts, that we may produce a hundredfold.
That all who have been called and gifted to be salt of the earth and light of the world may overcome what divides us and may join our voices in proclaiming good news for the poor, let us pray. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all, let us pray. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most, let us pray. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and poverty, let us pray. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations, let us pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the good news, curing every disease and illness among the people, and fulfilling the law and the prophets. Sow the seed of his word in our hearts, water it with the beauty and goodness of creation, and help it to bear fruit in our lives to the glory of your name, the good of all earth kind, and the building up of your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.